Welcome to episode 7 of our Avatar The Last Airbender Fate RPG podcast. In this episode, the guild members try to work out a deal between themselves and the Ash Keepers.
The letter of credit you have already established will get you paid by someone at the Fire Nation. He wasn't able to fake that or forge it, and it is for the actual amount. Okay. Really, what it comes down to, do you want to finish the job in the legal letter sense, or do you want to do right by these people that got cheated by a horrible person?
I wonder if they would agree to, if we give the letter of receipt back, that basically we agree to, they agree to back us up on a story that criminal was the one who broke the vase and not any of us.
Well, I'm wondering how badly is the vase broken? Like, is it powder at this point?
I believe I used the word shattered and surprisingly small pieces. Powder, no. But definitely a bunch of very small pieces. Not something that glue could fix. It would take a good earthbending check to seal it whole.
You know, if this really means that much to you, I could try to see about fixing it.
You're a vaser?
Do we have that long?
I've done certain things. I've handled different things before in the past. I know how to make it kind of work. But I would need my own little separate room to do it. And I don't know how long it might take. But I don't know how if they would approve of that. But if you really want the money, then I guess we could do that.
Well, we have a letter of credit here. They're not asking for that back. I just don't want to get in trouble when we get back.
Okay, well,
I don't want to be kicked out of the Crimson Water Lilies.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, I guess we could do that then.
What if you tell them, and not saying you should, it's your mission, what if you just give them the certificate back and then say, hey, don't tell on us. We delivered the vase and maybe offer to help them, or, you know, I'm sure they'll see reason.
I wonder if they would commission us to track down this fellow. Though I don't know if I'm any good at that. I like that. I'm fine with that, of just giving them the letter back and asking that they not tell on us.
And also maybe trying to make it better. I mean, if they see that you're trying to make the Voss again, then they'll be happy. They'll probably feed you too while you're here. They're pretty nice.
I'm fine either way.
You know, we do need to find a firebending teacher, so if we're able to garner some goodwill with them, they might be able to help us with that.
Ooh, good thinking. Okay, we can do that then. So I guess.
As much as I'd enjoy having someone tragically fall down the stairs now, you, as you kind of wrap up this conversation, you can see the two old men kind of coming off the bottom of the stairs and making their way towards the doorway slowly. One on a cane, and that's the one that's actually supporting the other one.
I'm going to go and help support.
I hear the muttering said, I really thought it was deeper, but look, it's such a shallow wound. I can't believe I was so lucky. And wait till I tell you what I saw.
Like I said, it wasn't bad at all. You're okay. These young men would like to have a conversation with you, though, if that's okay with you fellas.
Yes, yes. Were you able to apprehend the thief and would-be killer?
Well, he fell down the mountain, and I would imagine he is severely injured. I was not able to catch up to him, though.
And besides that, we found a box.
Ooh, a puzzle box. My. Oh, it's not very old and very simply made. May I see it?
Actually, I'm going to go down the mountain.
Okay.
While they're doing this, I'm going to go get on my duck horse and go try to find him.
But, okay, you start zigzagging your way down.
Yep, go ahead and do the scene.
You may examine the puzzle box.
Okay. The old man starts just kind of sliding pieces around slowly at first, and then actually very quickly you can kind of hear him mutter, let's see now, water, earth, fire, air, and he just kind of just keeps sliding things into place. you can hear little clicking sounds as if he's solving it fairly quickly. Eventually, he slides all the pieces into place, and you hear kind of a popping sound, almost like a cork coming out of a bottle, as the lid jumps a little bit and then just kind of falls off to the side.
And what's in the box?
What's in the box?
He pulls out, looks like, five very old scrolled up parchments. Slowly unrolls one, just kind of reading it with the back of it facing towards both of you. And you can kind of see his eyes grow wider and wider as he begins to read it or look over it.
I'm going to take out another one.
Oh, he's already pulled out all five.
Okay.
Looking inside, you can see just little traces of wax. Looks like where some seals might have been or what was left of some. But there's no traces of the remains at this point. There is some goat sheep wool kind of scattered in, probably to keep things from bouncing around inside or keeping them from getting harmed. But as you kind of sift through, you don't see anything else in there.
What impresses you so much about the scroll?
It's old. Very old. Possibly older than the Age of An.
That is old.
My. These are certainly valuable pieces of history. Kind of rolls it back up and just kind of begins tucking all five of them into a satchel on his side.
Yes, and those are not yours.
Kind of looks at you puzzled. What do you mean?
Well, that puzzle box was in my possession. Said you could examine it. You opened it, but...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I thought this was... What was in the vase?
We were just entrusted to deliver the vase. We were not... There were no contents mentioned in the contract.
Vaz didn't even look that pretty either.
Perhaps we could come to some sort of arrangement here. Something that would be equitable to both parties.
I see you are a businessman for a young man. What exactly do you have in mind?
Well, I think a good word for us for the Crimson Water Lilies would be a start. And I would not expect full price for those scrolls. But they're certainly worth more than 24. What is the currency?
You're going to be paid in gold coins. The currency is copper, silver, gold, and the paper money is a yuan.
They're certainly worth more than 24 gold.
He kind of looks at the one that he had unscrolled and said, well, I suppose at least to us they would be. I don't know... we would be willing to certainly give you a high recommendation, and you can absolutely keep the paperwork that says you completed your job to our satisfaction.
I have a suggestion. Maybe rather than payment, maybe we do you this favor, and you might know someone who could do a favor for us. Maybe perhaps someone who could serve for a short term as a teacher to a young firebender in need of guidance.
He kind of thinks for a minute and says, well, I don't know that we can spare any of our benders, but... Oh, we have two firebending scrolls in our collection that would be useful for learning the basic arts of the bending of fires. You know, such things are, certainly rare and... you could be useful, particularly in the place of a teacher. Would you consider that fair trade?
I look at Ron.
I shrug.
with the good word, I would find that acceptable. Right. And I would be very grateful for such an arrangement.
As you may recall, the job for a teacher wanted did also accept bending scrolls and individual lessons. But he kind of reaches out to shake your hand on it.
Do I have a sense that I'm being ripped off?
Status check.
That would be a 3.
Ripped off is a harsh way to look at it. You are definitely not getting the better end of the deal, which, when you consider how valuable bending scrolls and how rare they are, says a lot. Now, you didn't get to look at exactly what's on these scrolls, but if your instincts are telling you that, you know, 5 of them are more valuable than 24 gold and 2 of these bending scrolls that could lead towards a portion of 600 gold, then, yeah, there's something valuable about them besides just their age.
Okay.
But you're also getting a good word and not getting in trouble.
Yeah, I'm going to file that piece of information away, but I'm going to go ahead and shake his hand on it.
Okay, roll a sincerity check.
1.
Okay, you and he both lose 1 fate point as a deal has, as an oath has been struck. He promises to do good by you, and you promise to accept these as fair trade. If either of you breaks it, there's an immediate karma attack, and the other person gets both fate points.
Ah.
Just so you know. This is actually a spiritual oath that is binding. So, he kind of leads you back near where the broken pieces of the vase are, and indicates the scrolls, and says, you may take any 2 scrolls that you wish. You know, these 2 are, of course, the firebending, but I would not be upset if you decided that you just needed 1 and decided to take a water or an earthbending scroll as well.
Ron wants an earthbending one? What?
I guess since he offered, I'm going to do a crafts... I guess I want to do artistry, but research, I guess, for the most valuable looking firebending scroll in that collection, from what I can tell.
That'd be research for collecting knowledge.
All right, research it is. Yay, 4.
Okay, you're able to discern fairly quickly that one of them not only covers firebending, but also how to lead into lightning bending, and decide that's probably the more valuable of the 2. So you take that. Are you going to take the earth bending scroll or the other fire bending scroll or one of the water bending scrolls for your second?
I mean, for, you know, Yoshiru has no concept of earth bending scroll being useful at this point, so he's probably reaching for the other fire bending scroll.
Okay.
I mean, unless someone's interjecting.
No,
not there.
All right, so you grab both the firebending scrolls. Nothing was mentioned about, you know, the other coins or the letter of credit. So that's not exchanged either way. You still keep the letter that says, you know, whatever you did was good. And you are welcome to leave at your leisure. Meanwhile, Viltan, you reach the bottom of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
You can see some smoke just around the edge of the trees on the beach.
Okay.
And looking around, you don't see anybody.
Is there a boat here?
You go a little further out. There is a dinghy, but it is on fire. Mm-hmm. There is a much larger boat anchored in the bay.
Is our culprit in the water?
You do not see anyone in the water.
Can I put the fire out with some water?
Yeah.
I'm going to check and make sure no one's
do a
around.
Cultivation check.
It's 5.
Okay. There is obvious burn damage to the dinghy, but you feel like you're able to get the fire out to the point that it will at least still get, you know, 4 people back to the boat.
Okay. Can I see if I can track the guy?
Sure.
I don't even know what skill that is.
Let's see here. Survival is actually an endurance check.
Ooh, I have endurance. No,
I'm sorry.
What is it?
It would actually be instinct for tracking.
Oh, okay. So that's a 5.
That's a 5.
With my +4. Woohoo!
You see some tracks leading out around the mountain, and then you see the tracks kind of fade into bits of glass in the sand. Your limited experience with firebenders tells you that somebody probably started running and then rocketed their way around the island to move quickly. Mm.
But I feel like if I probably should go back because this guy is gone, or do I feel like I could still track him?
I feel like if he's got an escape means prepared, you would have to be really fast in order to catch him before he makes it.
Yeah. I'm old. I'm going to go back.
All right, fair enough.
Actually, I'm going to wait at the dinghy. I don't want them coming back around.
Okay, you're waiting at the dinghy. You guys ready to leave?
Yep.
Sure.
All right, you come down to the beach, find your dinghy charred, but still fairly functional.
He tried to burn it down. I put it out. You're fine. Yeah. You boys need some help. I'm going to go with you.
Would you care to join us?
Yeah, and I'm going to get the dinghy.
All right, what are you doing with the duck horses?
Oh, they're part of the fire people anyway.
You're leaving them here then?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Get back up. Go. Can I make cultivation or something?
Yep, that's animal handling.
4. Get.
Okay. They just start taking off around the beach, around the east side.
And I'm going to sit there and get my stuff together and wait for them to row.
Who's rowing?
I shall roll.
Oh, Red, he's a strapping young man.
All righty. You row your way back to the boat. Satish seems a little bit surprised that you've traded the vase for an old man. And asks if this is the fire teacher you guys were going to get.
Nope. You guys got any food? And I'm going to go below deck.
You know, food's a thing, too.
Thank you for listening to Episode 7 of our continuing Avatar The Last Airbender Fate RPG podcast. If you'd like to hear other episodes, you can do that at burneverythinggaming.podbean.com. iTunes, Pod Bay, Pod, we're a podcast, whatever. You find us places. We got Dresden Files. We have One Shots and Secret of Nim, a Mystery Whodunit, Fantasy Setting, plus a Star Trek campaign. We got a bunch of stuff. Check us out. Maybe some game reviews and stuff we randomly put out there. Whatever. We'd like to hear what you think about it. You can do that at burneverythinggaming@gmail.com or Facebook or Twitter. Just let us know all the good things, the bad things, whatever it is. Hope to hear from you. Keep on enjoying.
Okay, sorry about that. What'd I miss?
We saved the day.
We tracked down that guy and kicked his ass and took the thing that he had.
Really? Because nobody went after him.
He admitted that he broke it himself. It wasn't a rat's fault at all.
and we...
Nice.
We pulled off this mask, and it was really the janitor.
Oh, Jenkins.